The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you okay with people traveling with animals? Sitting next to you with a dog or a cat? Can we talk about this? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm the person traveling with an animal.
We are the people.
I know, and I love my cat. I love Lord Oliver Cromwell. He's my baby. You really are the cat dad, Otto. But we're the people with the hair flying, with the hair everywhere I'm going. I'm just, oh my gosh. And luckily he's a good cat and he doesn't make a lot of noise. But I don't know. I don't know. I was always a person complaining. I sat next to a woman one time who had animal support? What is it?
Oh, ESA animal.
ESA.
Yeah, emotional support animal.
Emotional support animal. She pulled this dog out of its crate and fed it wet food in the plane.
Oh. We don't do any of that kind of stuff.
I keep the
cat in the bag the whole time.
I never do that. And then her animal relieved itself. Do you remember the smell on the plane?
Oh.
I know I wasn't the only one who smelled that on the plane. And I thought it was a person. It was a dog.
So I feel like, are you living in fear of pet traveling karma right now?
I am, because yeah. I was mad. I was like, I can't believe this woman. Now I'm like, is my cat going to be the one that goes next time? But like he holds it in. He's good.
Good about it. I've only had one. It wasn't an altercation, but a run-in with somebody where I had the cat with me, and I always warn the person who's going to sit down next to me, hey, I have a cat, just in case they might be allergic or they
remember
don't
the man who got up and ran? He was like, oh my God.
Just recently, I had somebody, I said, I have a cat. He was like, oh, I'm so allergic, and he just ran to the other side. He was like, and told the flight attendant, I can't sit by him. I need to be somewhere else. Which I understood.
Which, and also, too, I feel like there's more of a growing movement for emotional support cats as well. There's been a big growth because it's usually just dogs, peacocks, and other wild animals. You guys remember the story about the peacock traveling?
Remember the peacock?
Yes.
Remember the guy tried to have his emotional support alligator?
Yeah.
At the football game? I don't remember which football game. And they made him take it home and they took it away from him.
Better than turning it into boots and a belt. So.
All right, do we have any national days?
Yes, today is National Breakup Day. All right, if you want to get out of that relationship before these holidays get expensive, today is the day to do so.
Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you dare do that.
If it's over, it's over. Mm-hmm. Just cut it off before Christmas, and then you got Valentine's and New Year. No.
Talk about needing an emotional support animal. You get dumped before Christmas? No.
And this one is for all the homies over 35 or anybody suffering from, sciatica? What is that thing when you get?
Sciatica.
Sciatica. It's National Stretching Day, everybody.
Stretching?
Stretching, dog. I feel like you.
Have you ever had the sciatica back
yes,
home?
Yes.
I got it before.
I've got it right. I've driven across the country for maybe not across country. But like 5-6 hours, and then I get it then. But
5-6 hours, that's just traffic.
And we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National App Day. Quick roll around the room. What's your favorite app that you guys have installed on your phone?
That would be
Instagram.
The shop app.
Oh, the shop.
I get all kinds of discounts. You should see all the money I'm saving.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Word of the year inspired by Taylor Swift, according to Cambridge Dictionary. It is parasocial.
Parasocial?
Parasocial.
Over 6-7?
Yeah. Yeah,
crazy
right? Word of the year, parasocial.
What is your source?
Cambridge Dictionary. I just told you. I just gave you my source. Automatic.
What exactly is parasocial?
It means a one-sided, unreciprocated sense of intimacy. So the reason that word was used is because of the amount of people who are invested in Taylor Swift's relationship to Travis Kelce.
Oh.
This is actually an old word. It's not a new word. It's just kind of brought back because of the amount of people who can't wait for her marriage.
So it's basically being infatuated with somebody you don't know.
Yes. I was totally invested and I don't know her. You know, I understand why the parasocial thing is such a big deal.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary says that the word of the year is rage bait.
Oh, rage bait.
So some people might think of those pictures as rage bait.
I don't know about that. I agree with Anthony over rage bait, Otto, and over parasocial, 6-7.
6-7. 6-7 kind of took the internet, the world by storm.
The reason maybe the dictionaries, like whether it's Webster's or Cambridge or which one did you just cite? Oxford?
Oxford, yeah.
Because nobody knows what 6-7 means. We've had 50 million different definitions and none of them make sense.
I'll tell you, I know what it does. This weekend, I was DJing a game for Oklahoma State versus GCU, and GCU had 67 points. So I was like, there's no way I'm not going to play 6-7 right now.
You did it?
And the whole stadium went nuts.
Well, yeah, because you captured a moment. You captured a feeling. I'm sure all the older people are like, what are you doing? And all the
Everybody loved it because really? I mean, everybody gets it at this point. They start doing the little hand thing.
It's funny. Yeah. Obviously, we're wrapping up the year, right? I had to look at Taylor Swift's, like, I was assuming she was the biggest streaming artist. She's not. Bad Bunny.
Oh,
Bad
nice.
Bunny, who will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in February of next year, is the most streamed artist of 2025, beating out Taylor Swift.
Did you say Bad Bunny is somebody you're parasocial about?
I love Bad Bunny. I've been a fan of his for so long, though, and I will tell you the truth. Otto's the one that kind of told me about him. See, the thing is, Taylor Swift's been around for years and years. Bad Bunny, considering what he's doing, is a pretty relatively new artist, right? He dropped on the scene 2017, and then it just went crazy after that.
His growth was completely organic. I heard about him from other DJs that were like, have you heard of this dude, Bad Bunny? And I was like, Bad Bunny?
What
kind of name is that? Yeah. And they're like, he's like the biggest guy in Spanish right now. And this is like 2017, and then he had the, Crispy Kush song?
And then he did Mia with Drake.
Well, that was later,
But still, I really feel like that is when he was introduced to the mainstream. I'd already started listening to him by then. But
I would say he probably wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't really introduced to the mainstream America until he joined the WWE and started wrestling.
Is that how you feel? Yeah, it's for real.
Since 2022,
when he
maybe
did that crossover, that was a whole different audience who didn't know.
He's a huge fan
and
of
then
WWE.
Not only was he just like a celebrity in the wrestling world, he actually wrestled really good. And he's like a really good wrestler.
Taylor Swift is a great actor, a fan of his, by the way. She talks about Bad Bunny. She's a huge fan.
He does a lot for men who paint their nails. He is leading the way for men who paint their nails and open a wearing skirt.
I will tell you, I know a lot of people have been a little apprehensive about his performance, right? It's coming up because it'll be all in Spanish. Otto, I drug you to the Bad Bunny show. You were like, I don't know. You were a fan, but you were like, I don't know. How did you feel after we saw him?
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
You were standing up after 15 minutes the whole time.
He is a great performer. Yes. He's a theater kid. So he goes out there. I mean, he was riding a horse. He had a full-on orchestra.
It was beautiful. I was like, oh, my gosh. I think I was obviously excited about Bad Bunny, but I was excited because Otto was enjoying himself as much as I was.
And I didn't understand any of it. Well, I mean, I understand some of it. I speak a little Spanish, but for the most part,
amazing.
I don't understand
it.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for that. When it comes to movies, I was shocked to find out Minecraft is the number one movie of the year. Are you kidding me? Over Wicked for Good, over Superman, over Lilo and Stitch.
How many hours did our daughter play Minecraft growing up? Come on.
Lilo and Stitch was the live action was number two.
All right. And also, I'm a big Jack Black person. He's had the best, 5-year run of anybody in Hollywood.
I do remember we were talking about it because things were happening in the theater with the Minecraft movie. There was like a scene or something.
Yeah, Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken, another 6-7 moment. Robot, I forgot what it was, Anthony. You're right.
Chicken jockey.
Thank you.
I know I said it wrong. Almost like 6-7 myself.
Somebody
right
was screaming
there
at the radio right now. They're like, Robot Chicken.
That was an example of rage bait, my friends. That's what that was.
Thank you, Producer Jack. You can't hear him, but he came in with the right term. So we got to see Minecraft, Lilo and Stitch. We haven't seen the live action, and then Superman. Those are the top three.
Nice.
Movies.
We just did a whole year recap. Started from.
I didn't even mean to. It all started from parasocial.
Did a little Bad Bunny glazing, and there you go.
I can't wait for the Super Bowl halftime show. Trust me, you're going to love it. Give it a chance. I promise you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You are not going to believe who just wrapped up their world tour singing one of Selena Quintanilla Perez's biggest songs ever. I can't wait to tell you who she is after Celebrity Birthdays DJ Automatic.
We got Rey Mysterio celebrating. Hey. Rita Moreno, who
is legendary. Please give it up for Rita Moreno. Okay, who's next?
We got Jermaine Jackson, Mos Def, and Shane Gillis celebrating their birthdays today.
Hey.
Okay, so Selena Quintanilla Perez, our Tejano queen, who honestly probably more relevant, more popular, more beloved now than ever before. Dua Lipa just covered her song Amor Prohibido, closing out her show in Mexico City. Take a listen. Oh my gosh. Chills. Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
You gotta love her.
It's really cool. She's doing like a lot of like Latin covers lately with the Shakira one and this one as well too.
You're right. So we talked about Shakira, right? She covered Shakira, who I love as well. I didn't know Dua Lipa was fluent in Spanish.
Oh.
And I didn't know that she has been a Selena fan forever. So according to MSNBC...
the whole world is Selena fans.
I guess so, but according to MSNBC, Dua Lipa has mentioned Selena Quintanilla Perez for years now as just a huge influence on her. Selena just had the pipes, right? Yeah. She could sing. And she was really on the cusp of becoming a household name before she was unfortunately murdered by her fan club president.
I mean, in my neighborhood, she already was a household name.
Well, I know, but the world, Otto, like she is now. You know, obviously she is, but she didn't get to see it. You know, she unfortunately was taken from us by somebody who was so close to her, the evil Yolanda, who will never get out of prison. She was up for parole earlier this year. Ha! Mm-hmm. Did not get out of prison. And I think, Anthony, you're the one that said it. She's probably safer in there anyway.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. But to direct the light more towards the Queen Selena and like her global impact on everybody, it's just, you know, she had also a very big star power that you see in like cultural shift changers like Bob Marley, Tupac, Michael Jackson, where she had a big it factor to her that's, you know, you can't really describe.
And even more popular after her death than when she was alive. Her new documentary that her family actually put together with Netflix, I cried like a baby. Otto, you shed a tear.
I shed a tear. It's a beautiful documentary. They did an amazing job with it.
And there's footage and there's photos that I've never seen before. And I'm a huge fan of her. So to see that, also I felt like it was told from her point of view, if that makes sense. If you've watched the documentary, you know how incredible it is. If you haven't, hey, check it out on Netflix. And shout out to Dua Lipa one more time. Wow. We're showing love to the culture. All right, we'll be right back after this. Don't forget to catch the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand whenever you want to listen. Brought to you by Macy's, who's giving you a chance to win a $625 gift card. Head over to Dana Cortez Show on Instagram right now. Find out how to qualify. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't believe it's the end of the year.
Oh.
I can't believe
it's not the end of the year yet.
It's the end of the year, Otto. It's over. Yay. 2025 has got to be one of my unfavorite years. That's not a word. I know that, but it was just not good.
What was wrong with it?
It was okay. It was not good. I need to get further and further away from this year. And so I'm excited about the new year in a way that I haven't been. I'm always happy about a new year, but I just feel like I just need a fresh start. And you know, I've been seeing 444, 111, 1111 over and over again.
That means good things are coming your way.
It does. For me, it always means a little extra money. What? I'm not kidding. Every time I see these numbers, I have money coming my way. Maybe that means less shopping. I don't know. Don't you believe in numbers? Doesn't that like...
Yes, but also...
I believe hard work brings in more money. That's what I believe.
Also, yeah, I feel like we're dancing with like a loaded comment here because if you're happy for the numbers but disappointed in the year, it doesn't really align.
No, it does because I've been seeing it more and more as we approach the new year.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm really weird about numbers, and I do understand what you're saying, but nothing's going to replace the work ethic.
No, I'm going to push back on that because I was a hardworking poor person for a lot of times. You know, opportunity, honey. Opportunity breeds success.
But without the work ethic, it doesn't matter.
You're right. But people work hard, and if you don't get opportunity, remember to reach back and give it if you get it.
This is like one of those TikTok montages.
It really is, right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.